Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You know, I used to read globalist documents 28 years ago when I first got on air, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, and I felt guilty a little bit when I would read Operation Lockstep documents 12 years ago and predict all this. You've all seen those videos. They've gone viral since then. Because I knew it was real and I knew it was their plan. But I still just, it felt weird to be saying all this. And now we're in the middle of all this and it's really happening, depopulation. I don't feel guilty. I just feel sad and nauseous. But it still kind of feels weird to be telling people this is happening because it just doesn't make sense unless you're a psychotic globalist. Mike Adams has got huge economic and COVID news coming up for the rest of the hour. Here in just a few minutes, I'm going to be taping with Dr. Zelenko and others for a big special emergency broadcast tomorrow that's going to be about 3 to 4 hours long. Okay, so be ready for that. And again, I know as an audience, you're just like me. You're tired of all this news. You're sick of it. But you can't turn away because you care. Take that energy and spread the word and spread the links and spread the articles, and we're going to win. And if you got a neighbor and you find out she's pregnant, bring them an actual news article with links to the American Medical Association or the New England Medical Journal, where they admit an 82% increase in spontaneous miscarriages. And you're going to save a baby. And you got to just get in people's business because, believe me, I'm the type of guy – I don't want to say something at the grocery store line to a pregnant woman. I got my own life. I don't want to be in people's business. But you know what? If you don't get in other people's business, you're letting the globalists kill them. So if you knew your neighbor was going to get robbed one night and you didn't go tell them, that's now on you. So see, it's not busybody now. And that's the problem with Christians and conservatives and the rest of us that love God and justice. It's true. We got our own lives. I got all my own stuff to deal with. I don't want to know what you're doing. I don't want to tell you what to do because I'm confident. I'm strong. I don't want your wife. I got my wife. I don't want your farm. I got my farm. I don't want your car. I got my car. I don't want your kids. I got my kids. The left doesn't have any of that, and they're missing something. So that's why you have the archetype of the zombies. They're not real, but they're an archetype, like vampires. There are people that live forever, but there are crazy people that kidnap folks and drink their blood. Satanists. It's the same thing with zombies. They're mindless. They're dumb. They're in giant packs. And what do they want? What they don't have. Brains. That's the archetype. They want to kill you because you've got something they don't have. You have consciousness. You're connected to the universe. You're connected to God. You're tuned into that frequency that you were designed by. These people got stuck on the wrong radio station, ladies and gentlemen. This is literally a spiritual transmission. That is what consciousness is. And they are signed up with people that don't act like any animals in the animal kingdom. They act like something out of biblical demons. And I'm telling you, it's a transmission. It's not even a creature. It is a wavelength. I don't know if there's something parked behind the moon broadcasting it. I don't know what's going on. But it's like the Kingsman movie that came out 10 years ago now, where the billionaire crazies get together to send out a signal through the cell phones to have everybody start killing each other. They're telling you what they're doing. You got to ask yourself, why are they telling you? Because there are metaphysical rules of the universe that we've all been able to observe. And as you get older, you realize, wow, this is really the rules of the universe. They must tell you what they're going to do to you in fine print. And remember the old saying, the devil's in the details. So when Fauci goes, 99% of people dying are unvaccinated. That's because he used numbers before vaccination started. It's a total lie. But is the average person going to get into the details? No. Well, that's where the devil's at. And so Mike Adams and I get into the details where the devil's at. And that's what we're about to do on the other side. And then we will, one way or another, I'll get to Savannah and Mike in New York and Beefy and Nancy and James and Summer and everybody else here today. You've all got comments on the vaccine, so those will be quick. But Mike Adams of naturalnews.com is our guest, and he called me last week and said this big Chinese $300 billion company thing is about to go under next week. And I said, well, come on. He goes, well, I don't want to be part of it going down. I don't want to be part of scaring people. Well, come on, what's happens? So here he is joining us today after what he said last week to me happened. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement to all of our listeners, viewers, and supporters. We are attempting to develop and deploy systems that allow the American people, not just InfoWars, to get around corporate censors and get the truth out about the New World Order's agenda so we can stop it dead in its tracks. And so, when you visit 1776coin.com, you don't just have the opportunity to get an amazing one-run, limited edition silver coin minted right here in America with incredible historical artwork on it. You will also be funding a very serious, focused information warfare operation against the New World Order. So I want to thank you all for your past support, and I want to encourage you now to not wait, and to not procrastinate, and to go to 1776coin.com. I would imagine that we will sell out of this limited run of 10,000 coins in only a few weeks, maybe a few days. So secure your coin now at 1776coin.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, we've all been watching Evergrande, the $300 million pumped up zombie globalist company in China, and saying it could trigger the next big financial collapse. But Mike Adams last week, we talked, and he said, I think it's imminent. I think it's going to happen by next week. And I'm like, okay, well, come on. He goes, no, I don't want to be part of it going down. He goes, I'll come on once it goes down. But he goes, I'd look for that next week. And sure as hell, it happened. So Mike's here. But he's also got a lot of other huge news. Mike Adams from nationalnews.com here on the Alex Jones Show. This is a big game changer. And I covered this Wednesday night some, and I covered it Thursday only for about 5 minutes. And that's when I feel guilty, as I listened to the rebroadcast part of it last night. And I'm like, you spent like 5 minutes, Jones, on this. You should have spent an hour. This is big. Because they can try to ignore the general public. They can ignore this scientist, this doctor, this study. But when you have a major respect government, the Japanese are as smart as you get, say, okay, this is causing heart attacks and myocarditis at a very high level. It's not rare. That validates the mountains of other evidence. So we got that NationalNews.com article. Japan Health Ministry issues heart warning for Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccines. Molecular biologists, we could potentially be sterilizing an entire generation with COVID vaccines. Yeah, that's what we know it's doing. Now it's all confirmed. First batch of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine documents revealed 42,000 reaction reports, 1,223 deaths just in the first few weeks of it. That's all going to be broken down with Mike Adams, the Jussie Smollett situation, the economy, all of it. Mike, great to have you again. Where do you want to start first?
Well, I would say, Alex, thank you for having me on. And we need to start with the fact that we're into the dark winter phase now. The die-offs are accelerating. The stillbirths are accelerating. The establishment hasn't been able to achieve what they wanted with the Omicron hysteria. And so they're going to play another card. And the card that it looks like they're going to play sometime in 2022 is the false flag cyber attack on the financial infrastructure. And Israel has been running a 10-nation simulation on exactly that scenario. And by the way, I mean, this is speculation that that's their next card. They could play another bioweapon. They could start war with Russia. They're obviously trying to do that right now. There are many things they could do. But you got to add to your Rolodex of options here, cyber warfare, assault on the U.S. financial system. And what most people aren't thinking about that's on my mind right now, Alex, is the social chaos implications of the freezing of the financial infrastructure in America. And you covered it today already, the L.A., I think it's the union leader for the L.A. police saying, don't come to L.A. That's the beginning of what's going to be really no-go zones or no-police zones.
You said that on my show a month ago. You said the next big trend will be no-go zones in blue cities and then a huge exodus.
Wow, you have a good memory. You're right. I did say that on your show, and we're seeing it confirmed. But it's going to get far worse, where police will literally, they may at some point tweet out a map of L.A., and they'll just draw, you know, 50 square blocks and say, these are no police zones. Don't even think about going there, and if you're there now, get out while you can. Escape from L.A., Kurt Russell movie becoming a reality. But what's going to trigger that is the freezing of the financial system, which could be engineered, and it could be used to blame it on China so that Biden can then go ahead and stage some kind of conflict with China and use that to declare domestic martial law under a wartime emergency. Remember, they have to have perpetual emergencies. And since the COVID emergency is kind of petering out, and, you know, people just aren't buying it anymore, they need another bigger emergency in order to keep people in line. And so war is one, financial collapse is one. But Alex, and you know this very well, your audience knows this, what happens when the food stamps stop working, when the ATMs stop working, when all transactions are frozen, and you have an ICE 9 type of scenario of cascading freezing of the banking system. People don't get paid. About 40% of America is living paycheck to paycheck. They can't survive one weekend without their Friday paycheck. And we're going to see massive social chaos across America. Now, psychologically, the average, the typical law-abiding, polite American is not ready for that. Whereas the hardened criminals, the convicted cons, the people who did time in federal pen, they are psychologically primed for surviving chaos and mayhem and even exploiting, in some cases, those situations for their own personal protection or gain. So the collapse of polite society is coming, and the only way to survive this is to either get incredibly well tactically trained in self-defense or get out of these cities while you can. So, Alex, that's what's on my mind right now because I see what's coming.
Well, I totally agree with you, and we're talking about escape from New York scenario, which is a globalist plan to make much of the West no-go zones. This has been planned. Now, the police aren't in on this. They're just going to be put in a position where this is what's going to happen. They're being cut in half. They're being defunded. They're being told pull back. And this has all been part of the larger plan to collapse the country. And then the globalists go, oh, look, you collapsed on your own. As you mentioned, or gave a little prelude to, the communist Chinese dailies are all like, America's a race war. They're a failure. Their cities have collapsed. They're a joke. And then their clients, Bill Gates and their minions like President Biden are doing this. So if this is a war, and COVID's a war, and the devaluing our currency is a war, and annihilating our borders is a war. I mean, the country is going down. And if we don't get Senator Paul and people to realize that, it's over. I mean, thank God Tucker Carlson gets it, and Joe Rogan's starting to get it, but there's not time to just sit here and kind of eat around the edges. You got to go all the way out and expose the whole thing, or we'll lose it all. I told Joe Rogan at dinner the other night, I said, listen, you think you just escaped L.A.? This is going nationwide. We got to stop it in L.A. if we're going to stop it here. That's what's so dangerous about this.
Yeah, Joe Rogan totally gets it, and Tucker gets it. So many people are really waking up to the kinds of things that you've been warning about for many years. And I got to say, if anything, the only mistake that you and I have both made is that we underestimated the ferocity of the globalists and how quickly they would move on depopulation and collapse, because it's accelerating all around us right now. Now, the situation with Evergrande, we got to touch on that at least a little bit, because we're going to see a cascading financial default over the entire year of 2022 among the various institutions, could be insurance companies, pension funds, hedge funds, and so on, that held the paper debt of the Evergrande Corporation, which is now in what's called a restricted default. It's going to be total default. That's actually what it is. It's just currently labeled restricted default by Fitch and other ratings agencies. So, again, a giant property developer Ponzi scheme that has collapsed. And it's not just Evergrande. It's also Kaiser and other companies in China that were in the same game. And they built up massive amounts of debt. And then a lot of institutions around the world bought into that debt. Even we think there are implications for the crypto ecosystem, which also kind of needs a little bit of house cleaning so that it can be prepared to really go mainstream in the future. The crypto leaders were testifying before Congress 2 days ago, I believe, and really asking, begging for regulations so that they can kind of clean up that whole ecosystem and launch crypto into mainstream acceptance. And I agree. I think that's necessary. There have to be some ground rules for crypto. But also, even outside of crypto, we're going to see cascading financial failures throughout 2022. And probably then a cyber attack on the banking system would help cover up all of that and create an excuse for the failure of Joe Biden's policies on the economy as well. So watch for all of that coming. It's going to be a mess.
Well, Evergrande is $300 billion. Looks like they're going to default on all of it. They've just been building insane ghost cities. We're talking like 50, 100 skyscrapers, 20, 30, 40-story buildings with no one in them. Well, that's just insane.
Well, yeah. I mean, they built entire cities. Individual investors in China believe that this is their retirement because they don't have retirement systems like we have in the U.S., like Social Security. So they invested in real estate. And then their money is mostly lost, although China, the government, has ordered Evergrande to pay back local domestic individual investors first, which means the foreign bondholders, like U.S. bondholders, are going to be left holding the bag and getting virtually nothing. So we can talk about that more when we come back.
That's right. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. I'm Alex Jones. This is the reality, folks. We're not trying to scare you. We're trying to get you ready to brace for impact. Believe me, I got four children. I got a wife. I'm so sad for this whole country and the world, but facing the truth is our only way out of this. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Senior next prediction on the economy and other geopolitical news and U.S. senators saying we need to nuke Russia first. I mean, just incredible times to be alive. Go back, because you're the guy that's been harping the last few years about U.S. cities becoming no-go zones and then there being a mass exodus, that being part of the plan to collapse the country. Explain to people what's been going on for those that may not know. And then why the globalists would want that, because I know you're really well-versed on this, and the way you break it down, I think, is the best out there. So spend a few more minutes on that, please.
Okay, sure. Well, the supply chain failures are already feeding into this, but it's also, of course, high taxation in these cities causing a lot of people to flee. What they want is for productive citizens to be gone, and the actual income earners and producers in cities to flee, and that's happening right now. They're all moving to Texas or you know, Arizona or places, or Florida, places like that. Because what they want left behind is a controllable, collapsed subclass of citizens who will vote the way Democrats want them to vote, but who have no ability to produce or to think for themselves or even to function in society. And then in that criminal class system, which resembles a lot of third world nations, and by the way, you're seeing drive-by shootings now, executions on the streets of New York City. I think InfoWars covered that yesterday. Then they have the perfect scenario for the child trafficking, the drug smuggling, the gun running that Democrats routinely carry out as forms of fundraising and control of bribery and kickbacks for their political power. Once they control a key number of states, such as California, then they can conspire together, as they're doing with the Electoral College agreements, to rig every future election. No matter what happens in the red states, the blue states have sufficient control to rig absolutely everything. So it all goes hand in hand with political power. Also, by the way, I should mention Newsom working with the communist Chinese, having CCP influence throughout California, but also even as a military option for the landing of PLA troops on the coast of California, literally. And I need to apologize. I should have said this first, but the entire, I'm changing the topic just a little bit, but the entire situation with Russia, in my view, is designed to destroy U.S. military assets in a Russian counterattack in order to weaken the United States military. At the same time, vaccines are murdering active duty troops so that America is vulnerable to a Chinese invasion.
Exactly. It's a two-front war. The globalists are getting ready by running our government in the ground to tie us down in Eastern Europe while China makes its move on Hong Kong, Taiwan, into the Philippines, into northern Vietnam they've claimed control of, and with their operatives, and then using the crime and the control of those fallen cities, they can use that basically as the launch point, with our own corporate media saying it's a race war as the cover for the Chi-Coms to come in. And now you already have the Democrats saying we're going to have UN and UN troops, and most of the UN troops are Chinese, occupying the U.S. I mean, they're actually doing it. It's actually happening.
You got it. And when the starvation gets so horrible in these cities, then they can claim there's a UN rescue mission that's going to be communist Chinese troops coming in to, quote, feed the people.
And I want to be clear, Mike, cities. You've been talking on my show for 4 or 5 years about this before anybody else. You saw this out long term. I want to just say, I believe what you're saying. I know that's their plan. That's one of the main scenarios they want to get to. But they can't get to that point. They've got other plans. But I agree. What you just said is what all the facts show. This country is under World War III attack right now. And we have traitors that run the executive branch who can't make it too obvious till we fully collapse that they're working with the Chi-Coms trying to use a Russia war on our flank to distract us.
Well, right. They know America can't fight a two-front war. And they also know that the longer they wait, the more servicemen and women will be murdered by the spike protein vaccines, thereby weakening the entire system. Don't forget about the U.S. submarine that we now believe was actually hit by a Chinese underwater drone or submarine from China. So this was a direct attack on the United States Navy in the underwater war. And it shows that the U.S. Navy has insane vulnerabilities where they don't even know when they're being approached and touched by a Chinese weapon system. And if you look at the weapons superiority of Russia with its hypersonic missiles that are now very active, they just did a test, 400-kilometer range of a hypersonic missile striking its target. Alex, I'm sorry to say this, but the United States military, if they end up provoking some kind of response, a military response from Russia, which seems to be what they're trying to do, if Russia launches those hypersonic missiles, most U.S. military assets near Ukraine will be destroyed in under 15 minutes. And I mean that. Under 15 minutes, the future will change, because then the U.S. will not be able to project power in that
region.
Exactly,
Pearl Harbor on steroids. But notice, ahead of that, they purge the military with shots, with critical race theory. I mean, everything you do to take the country down, they're doing. I mean, this is it.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And understand, too, that when the U.S. is perceived globally as being unable to project its military power, then, of course, the global recognition of the petrodollar status will collapse rapidly. Over 100 countries will instantly say, well, gosh, why should we agree to the petrodollar arrangement when the U.S. can't even protect its own military, assert power, withdraw from Afghanistan? The president is a dementia patient, and so on. These are all designed.
All scripted. Blue cities, fentanyl, drag queen story time. Yeah. The world is watching women bring their children into fat, bloated pedophiles to put them on their laps. I mean, people see this. This is designed to destroy us, for everyone to see us as sick and evil, instead of seeing doing this to us as the enemy.
And by the way, I know you have callers, and I don't mind taking calls, by the way, if you want to get to those, especially in the next segment. And if you don't mind, I have an important message about a fellow liberty lover, a great person, Greg Caton. He's on life support, folks. He's had a severe heart attack. He's in a hospital in Ecuador. And his family, they're going to be launching, I think, like a Give, Send, Go fundraiser.
Tell us about him. Absolutely. Tell us what happened.
Well, he suffered a severe 4-hour heart attack. I spoke with his family today. You know, he's a wonderful person. He's been preaching the awakening, and he's been exposing the deep state globally. I interviewed him, I think, 4 months ago, and I put that up on my site. He did not take the vaccine. There is no foul play suspected, but you know, he's a wonderful person. He's a gem for humanity, and he's right on the edge right now, and he may not make it. His heart is destroyed. And we're not sure how we're going to bring him back from that. So your prayers are certainly needed, folks. And thank you, Alex, for allowing me to share that.
Well,
here.
That's another subject. General Flynn and others said that they've got simulant spike protein that's spreading everywhere. And then now that's confirmed that Fauci developed that in 2017, tried to sell it to the Pentagon. They said, no way. I mean, that's really what's going on here, with massive increases in heart attacks, even in those that haven't been injected.
Well, I know, and I've heard from so many people who have been attacked as speakers at many of these public events, and I've spoken at some, and I got symptomatic after those events. Other people have become very, very sick after being exposed to what you've said. It's aerosolized, skin-penetrating, toxic nanoparticles. There's a bioweapons attack happening across America right now.
All right, we're going to come back and get into the future of crypto, and then your phone calls with Mike Adams and so much more. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement to all of our listeners, viewers, and supporters. We are attempting to develop and deploy systems that allow the American people, not just InfoWars, to get around corporate censors and get the truth out about the New World Order's agenda, so we can stop it dead in its tracks. And so when you visit 1776coin.com, you'd always have the opportunity to get an amazing one-run, limited edition silver coin minted right here in America with incredible historical artwork on it. You will also be funding a very serious, focused information warfare operation against the New World Order. So I want to thank you all for your past support, and I want to encourage you now to not wait, to not procrastinate, and to go to 1776coin.com. I would imagine that we will sell out of this limited run of 10,000 coins in only a few weeks, maybe a few days. So secure your coin now at 1776coin.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Bad news travels like wildfire.
Well, there's a big article up on InfoWars.com. General Flynn's prediction comes true. The globalist triggering a worldwide financial collapse to bring in their agenda. Mike Adams is our guest. We're going to be going to your phone calls here in just a few minutes. But, Mike, getting into crypto, again, you and I believe in it. We want alternative systems. It's great. But it's also been a wild, wild west, and it's been connected to some of the things that are happening with the Chinese housing market. Give folks your concerns that you privately gave me a week ago.
Well, thank you for clarifying. You know, I am 100% pro-crypto, and we need a decentralized, non-Federal Reserve-run system that promotes freedom. And what we're seeing, though, right now is that there are a couple of methods of attack on the crypto ecosystem that can discredit it. And these modes are being, I think, run by a globalist central bank interest, because what they want is a digital wallet system, of course, that they control. And you've covered this 1,000 times. Once you have, let's say, FedCoin or something like that, some digital wallet from the Federal Reserve, then they have social credit scores. It's a vaccine passport. They can cut off your expenditures. They can automatically tax you. They can have negative interest rates, all those things. So crypto outside that system is what needs to succeed in order for us to have freedom and liberty. The concern, and this is what ties into Evergrande, is that a certain popular stable coins in the ecosystem, and I'm not going to mention any names because I'm not trying to throw anything at any one company, but that some of these stable coins had a lot of Evergrande paper. And thus, with Evergrande in default, there could be tens of billions of dollars of really collapsed assets held by the stable coins. And that needs to be addressed. And since one of the most prominent stablecoin companies has not submitted to any kind of legitimate audit yet, there's a lot of concern. And what everybody who's pro-crypto wants to see is a true free market system that's 100% honest, that people can trust, so that we can take crypto into the future and make it so mainstream that the Federal Reserve and the central banks will never have a chance for the future. We want the people's digital money, in essence. But the system has to be kind of cleaned up. There has to be really more rigorous standards in the system.
Well, that's right. If we don't police ourselves, that's the American model. If we don't police ourselves, somebody else will. And obviously, the system's letting this all be Wild Wild West to give it a bad name later, then bring in their system using blockchain for control. I'd rather see dozens of independent currencies that are built on credibility and that also give us privacy and portability. And you know, real ability to have commerce. We need this. It's an amazing technology, but again, we can't endorse bad examples of it, because then it'll be used to basically radiate politically the entire technology.
Well, right. And I think a lot of these meme coins that are just kind of get-rich-quick schemes are really discrediting the long-term utility of this transactional system.
Exactly. I want the utility of currencies outside government and corporate control that are independent. Right. I don't like the pump and dump aspect. I want the utility.
I'm right with you. You know, the most successful and most widely accepted crypto would be one that is entirely stable. It's not speculative. It doesn't go through booms and busts. It's just kind of boring, which is what merchants need. And, you know, for you to accept, even in your own store, Alex, for you to accept crypto right now, you're taking some kind of a risk that you accept, let's say, Bitcoin, and Bitcoin could rise or fall, you know, 15% in 1 hour. That's a merchant risk that, if we can eliminate that risk with some real stability, then more merchants are going to come on board and accept all of this. And then we can really begin to let's say, overthrow the traditional payment system that's a control grid. So this is the big news on this, and I hope we see some cleaning up. And by the way, crypto, even think about in the future, could it be backed by other physical things? Could there be crypto backed by gold or silver or oil or even, you know, food output? What if there was like a farming co-op crypto that's backed by actual food? Like, you could trade.
Oh, that's a great idea. And then you get real farmers and real certification and real organics, right. And then your money actually helps create a good environment.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. In that kind of a system, and I don't know if anything like that exists, I kind of doubt it, but maybe someone will create one. You're kind of like buying future food output. And who wouldn't want to do that? Who wouldn't want to bank on future, you know, food or future oil, for that matter, or future gold mining or whatever?
That's what the globalists are doing, is trying to cut off all money for oil and gas exploration and coal, so that even if governments don't ban it, no one will get a loan for it. That will cause billions to die, they estimate. That will collapse civilization. Yeah. But that's what they're doing.
Well, that's exactly what they're doing. And as you know very well, the ultimate goal is to collapse every system of freedom. They've already done it with big tech collapsing free speech. They want to collapse financial freedom. They want to end cash. They want to suck you into their system of total digital wallet control. And from there, then no one can fight back against tyranny, because once they can track all your purchases and assets, then, you know, good luck stockpiling ammo. at that point. They just won't allow it. You'll have an ammo purchase limit of 100 rounds a month or something, which in Texas, that's only like the warm-up round on Saturday afternoon at the range. You know, we make larger ammo purchases. So
this gives them total surveillance and control of every level of society. The whole cashless society social credit score is their holy grail. It is the tyrant's dream. We must stop it. Let's take calls for Mike Adams. Let's talk to Mike in New York. Mike in New York, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, guys. Mike, Alex, love you guys. Praying for you, Alex. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, brother.
Just wanted to say, I'm in the globalist hell here in New York City. You were here recently. You see what's going on here. People are out of their minds. Now we got this tyrant de Blasio who's only got a few weeks left in office, and he thinks he's going to leave us with some parting shots by giving a five-year-old vaccine mandate out of control. And we need to just mass noncompliance and fight back and get away from this stuff.
I totally agree. And again, it's globalist cities around the world that are following the UN directive. This is such an example of what the UN calls mutualization, Mike Adams.
Well, this is, you know, they try it first in Australia and New Zealand. And when they get away with it there, it goes to Governor Hochul of New York. And then she rolls something out that's totally crazy. And then Newsom picks it up. And then they're going to try to bleed those policies into middle America. So your caller is absolutely right, Mike. It's time to peacefully stand up, resist this, and just say absolutely no. Say no.
These are the blue cities, totally weaponized, like suicide bombers, their politicians, blowing them up and blowing their citizens up to try to bring down the rest of the country. This is war. Mike, thank you so much for the call. Thanks for holding. Let's talk to Savannah in Pennsylvania. Savannah, you're on the air.
Yes. Hi, Alex. I wanted to talk to you about an incident that we had on Sunday at a CVS here in Pittsburgh area. I took my son. He was a little bit sick, nothing big. So we're sitting there waiting for a prescription, and there's, like, all these little areas set up for people who have just gotten their vaccine. There's, like, a 15-minute waiting period where you have to be observed. They had all these kids there with their parents. Like, it was insane that you can go to a CVS, get a vaccine that's not a vaccine, have to be sit there and wait and observe for 15 minutes. Like, meanwhile, nobody was actually observing these kids. They're just sitting there on their parents' phones or something. And this pharmacist is, like, administering these vaccines that nobody knows about. Like, why doesn't a doctor have to administer these vaccines? What is a pharmacist?
Oh, notice the doctors won't do it because deals were done with Big Pharma and then only a few box stores to do it. That's a very telling point, Mike Adams. Why don't doctors give you the vaccine like they always did?
Well, this reminds me of that original Star Trek episode where there was a simulated war, and if you died in the simulation, you had to physically show up for the euthanasia chamber. Remember that episode? And that's what's happening. These pharmacies are being turned into euthanasia centers, and this is the Holocaust of 2021. The vaccine Holocaust right in front of our eyes. The caller just described it.
And Mike, why did they have – stay there, Savannah. I'm going to get a final comment from you next segment if you got more to say. This is a question for the break. We'll come back and get Mike's take on this, and I'll give you mine. Why did they bake into it 22 months ago? Gates said, oh, you'll need 6-7 shots a year, and then now they admit that. Why was it always a bunch of shots? Why did they give you one right up front and just mess you up with the dose? Is it, like, fun to watch you submit over and over again, or they might make more money off of that, or why is that? We'll talk about it straight ahead. Stay with us.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. AmazonDirect.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Final calls here with you, go back to Savannah and then Beefy and others. But there is a paradox here in that you're awake, you're involved, you're ready, you knew it was coming. But then the general public with just the culture and the cell phones and the way everybody's memories are broken up and the way people can't communicate, I mean, really it is kind of a psychological test. If the public doesn't say no to this, it's not that they deserve to die, but they are going to die. And so I noticed people can't follow through on task. They can't remember two or three things in a row. And I don't think of myself as super smart. But I know some of the globalists, they're like horrible pedophiles. So it's not like they have a right to rule and kill everybody. But they're predators, and they see the weakness of the public, and they can't help it. And so paradoxically, how do we deal with that? Because we don't want to join the globalists and help kill everybody, but at the same time, the general public doesn't even want to help themselves.
There is a mass culling, and we can't stop it. And you know this, I know this. All we can do is survive it and then get to the other side and hope that with the right people, the right allies, and with God on our side, that we can defeat the globalists, defeat the evil, and then build America up from the collapse and the world in the light of freedom, frankly, right? I mean, God's light, the light of truth. And so doing this, we have to understand that there is a neurological attack. The spike protein is damaging brains. The loss of cognitive function is, in fact, one of the vectors of attack. And you're right. People can't do tasks. Their memories are failing. They can't do math anymore. These people that are taking the vaccine, they're suffering also micro blood clots in their brains that's causing a loss of cognitive function. If you interact with anybody in a bank or in any company, almost it seems like a customer service person, they often don't have the cognitive capabilities they once had. And you know this as an employer, it's very hard to employ people, especially, for example, in warehouse or fulfillment operations that we both run. It's very difficult to get somebody who can do that task. I mean, just pack a box, count products, drive a forklift is very difficult now. So we're going to suffer a cultural cognitive collapse followed by mass death. And to answer the question that you asked before the break, the reason they're stretching this out over so many vaccines is because they want to milk the economic the profits while they're killing people slowly. They also didn't want to kill people too quickly because people would notice. I think they messed up. They became overzealous. It's killing far more people early on than what they wanted, so they have to use the media to cover it up. But they wanted this to take about 8 shots or 10 shots to actually kill people. That's their plan.
And that's why Gates said almost 2 years ago, oh, don't worry, you'll get 6, 7, 8 shots a year, and giggled. He said, we've got to help you. In like 3 videos, he touches his heart. We've got to help you. And he's so sick.
Oh, no question about it. And remember, Alex, they've already succeeded. So this, from here forward, as this plays out, even if every vaccine were stopped right now, they've already killed at least 1 billion people. Maybe a couple of billion by the time you add in the war and the economic collapse and the poverty and starvation and everything else. So they've already done at least a lot of the damage they wanted to do. Now we're just watching the dominoes fall. We can't stop that.
The dominoes are already falling. They admit all over the Western world, double the deaths this year, last year. Last year it was exaggerated. You know, now it's just everywhere, and it's the vaccinated dying. And the vaccinated can't admit they've been lied to. They just keep agreeing with it.
Well, right, and they will say that all the way to their deaths. They will think that even as they're dying, they'll probably tell themselves, "Gosh, dying would have been worse if I hadn't been vaccinated." You know, some crazy thing like
oh,
that.
Oh no! A woman vaccinated both her parents, and they both died right after, and she said, "Well, they had better deaths because of this."
Right. No, it's completely insane. They're indoctrinated. Look, well, the recent poll, 80% or so, 4 out of 5 Democrats would gladly wear masks indoors forever if told to do so. What kind of obedience cult is that? And do people who operate that way really have any hope of surviving this? And the answer is no. Not at all.
No, they don't. Well, subconsciously they associate their power with the system, so they like making everyone wear it. They like the power. They feel like they're part of it, even though they're being abused by it. Savannah, anything else you'd like to add?
Parents and the kids, and as she was giving them injections, and she's like, "Oh, we're doing our part. Like we're all in this together. Like it takes a village." And like I hate that saying, "Like it takes a village," because guess what? The village is crazy, and I want them as far away from me and my family as possible. Like it's just not—it's not funny anymore.
And for those who just joined us, you were on CBS this weekend watching them inject everybody while you were getting a prescription. And exactly, we're doing this to end it. We're doing it to stop it. No, your compliance is what makes it go on forever.
So like my 8-year-old son, he gives me a hug and he's like, "Mom, don't these people know that this shot killed people?"
Wow.
And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know how they can't at this point.
Well, thank God your son's got a parent that'll warn him, because, you know, I've had guests on and say, what do with your children? I mean, you tell them. I mean, just like you tell your child 5,000 years ago, hey, if, you know, don't go out at night, the wolves might eat you by the barn. I mean, you're not scaring them, you're telling them, don't go out at night, pass the fire, there's wolves out there, or, you know, Or look, don't go to the edge of the cave. A saber-toothed cat might eat you. You're not scaring your child. You're telling the truth. Thank you, Savannah. Mike?
Well, yeah, and I would say that the children that are being homeschooled and raised by parents like Savannah, these are the future of the human race, frankly. Those on the other side, those who are taking the vaccines, if they survive the spike protein themselves, they will become infertile, and they will remove themselves from the human gene pool. So this is a pivotal point, a big change in the future of human civilization. And if there's any silver lining to it, not that we hope anybody dies from this, but if there's any silver lining, it's that those psychotic mass obedience worshipers will be the first to go, just bluntly stated.
Well, historically, we know the evil get in line, destroy themselves. Beefy in Virginia, you're on the air with Mike Adams. Go ahead.
Alec, can you hear me, sir?
I can, Beefy. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to be quick because I would like to hear one of your famous outros as you get out of here today. I also want to say thank you for telling us the truth when no one else will. Everyone has to respect that, you know. But
I'm just trying to survive, brother. That's the truth's going to get us out of this.
You know, on the topic of the vaccinations, right? The reason I'm calling is to tell you about this and ask you a quick question. My dad was forcefully inoculated with the recent mandate where he faced termination, high income position, all that. Healthy guy, young 40s, in shape, never had serious medical issues. Within 2 days of being inoculated, he was hospitalized. And within 5 days, he was told he needed his gallbladder removed, and they surgically removed his gallbladder. He's recovering, but he's still not himself. So, you know, this inoculation is pretty dangerous. And I wanted to give a quick shout out to Hammer, Hail Dylan Roof, Buck Nigger.
Leftists couldn't call in today. We delayed that. I suppose we'd hear it and defend the shot. They just want to call in and create racial division because they want to kill us all. They don't want us together. Mike, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, well, that's their plan. They want racial division. They want a race war in America to cover up for their failed policies. So what we've all got to realize is that we, the people, whether we're black, white, Latino, Asian, Native American, whatever, we are all in the same fight to save humanity here. And so, and I think you would agree with me, Alex, it doesn't matter to me what your nation of origin is, what your skin color is, what your religion is, even your sexual orientation. I tell you what, we all have to stand up right now and fight against this in order to save humanity. And, you know, people like that caller probably lined up and took, you know, a couple of booster shots, and they flatly just won't be around that long. And that's really what's going to happen. I mean, it is happening. Now,
well, you can hear the slime and the hate in that leftist voice, that Antifa person's voice. Like, I recognize that voice. It's called before and does the same thing. That's not even somebody that actually hates black people or Jews. They're literally just trying to make people hear that and hate us so that we can all be killed together. That person is pretending, Mike, you're part of the power structure.
Right, exactly. Well, that little pretend game is going to meet reality very quickly for a lot of people like that, and they won't be around much longer because of the spike protein. It's just, again, it's cause and effect, Alex. We can't deny cause and effect, and if people who are signing up for vaccine suicide are going to be suicided.
Well, that's right. So, Beefy, we've warned you, but you be sure and take your shots now if you want to go bye-bye. Mike Adams, amazing interview, naturalnews.com. Thank you for coming on, my friend.
Thank you so much, Alex. Take care. God bless you all.
Thank you. All right. Owen Schroyer is set to host most of the fourth hour. I'm going to jam in a few more calls, and he's going to take over, and I'm going to start taping interviews for tomorrow's big Saturday emergency transmission. We're about to sell out at 1776point.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.